This is the Texas Standard. I'm Alana Rocha, InfoHost David Brown. Texas is beef country first and foremost. Another kind of livestock, knocking off cattle, is unthinkable here in the Lone Star State. But that doesn't mean there isn't room for other meats to make their mark. Take, for example, jamón ibérico. It's a type of Spanish pork that dates back to the Roman Empire. Disease and the high cost of raising the pigs nearly wiped out jamón ibérico, but a Texas project may have saved it. Here to tell us more is Chuck Blount, who wrote about this story for the San Antonio Express News. Chuck, welcome to the Standard.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, first, tell us about the pigs themselves. This is a particular breed. What makes them so special?
Well, it's the Spanish Iberico pig, which they're black, and they're famous for their black hooves. And really what's unusual about them is that they've been around for almost 4,000 years. Even later, almost, they're pretty much the first documented domesticated species that we had. And Spain went to great trouble to make sure that these things were always pure. And the farmers over the ages, they just, you know, Iberico, no crossbreeding. And the pigs have developed a sense of intelligence and just the way that they go about themselves that's really uncompromised. And what they're famous for is they eat acorns, which is pretty much unheard of. And the pigs in today's society, they don't even know how to eat these things. But these Iberico pigs, because of their bloodlines and because of their purity, they can walk into a forest with acorns and right away they know that that's what they're supposed to eat.
The secret ingredient, as you mentioned, are acorns. Tell us a little bit more about why they're so important.
Well, the acorns create this thing called oleic acid, which is kind of the same good stuff that's found in olive oil. And when you see the meat, it's really something to behold. I mean, it's really just induced with that liquidy type oil and fat. And the meat doesn't even really look like pork. It almost looks more like a top grade cut of beef. Just the animals themselves, it's just amazing how communal and social these things are. But when you get them out in that acorn patch, they know exactly what to do, and that's the food that they're looking for.
Why was Texas, of all places, picked as the spot to keep this breed alive in the U.S.?
What happened was, when the African swine flu hit Spain in 1960, United States locked down Spanish imported pork. And it was something they didn't even really have on the books for almost 50 years. And Sergio Marsal and Manuel Marga, who started Acorn Seekers, when they tried to do this, they didn't even have any laws on the books. One of the other whammies that Spain has had is that their acorn trees are getting diseased and wiped out. And they'd heard of the live oak population in Texas, and they came here and checked out the acorns. What they found fascinated them. Not only were the acorns just as nutrient rich as they were in Spain, but they were almost twice the abundance. I mean, they went and checked out these various farms. Of course, you know that, you know, live oak trees are so prevalent in the area, and they found all these acorns, and it was more than enough to sustain a large population of Iberico pork. But they eat a lot of acorns, but South Texas is perfect for it. And the climate in South Texas, remarkably, has more parallels to Spain than one would believe.
The American pork market, though, is quite different from Spain, where these pigs come from. Have the owners of this operation had any problems moving their product?
They're still a small operation. Just this year alone, they'll cap out at probably 2,000 pigs that they'll harvest, which one large-scale American farm probably does that in just a couple months. What they're starting out with is they know that they have a high-end product. They know that some of the restaurants, you know, probably can't afford to keep that kind of meat in their supply, but they have done a good job of getting the word out, and it's in such demand, and it's so hard to get Iberico pork into the United States from Spain that they're having a lot of luck in places like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and, you know, they've hired a firm here in Texas, and that they've been getting their word out around here. So when I went out to visit the farm, there were chefs from, you know, San Antonio area restaurants. They're selling a lot into Houston. Their product is, I believe, it's going to be carried in HEBs in Houston, the Houston market here pretty shortly. But they're getting it out there.
Oh, it is delicious. I'm excited for it to be on store shelves, potentially near where I live. Chuck Blount is a reporter for the San Antonio Express News. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.